No, just get the generic kind. It's just for the crotch area. So, oh hey, welcome to Free Art Friday Atlanta, the podcast that everyone is waiting for on Friday. Today's guest is Abeta, that is at AB8 TA. He is a screen printer and does shirts and posters and all kind of stuff. And I talked to him inside of his little studio a couple weeks ago. And this is the interview. You need to go rate, comment, share all that garbage on iTunes so that people will follow A, me, B, the show on iTunes. I'm really close to 500 followers. I am 100% sure that I haven't hit 500 because of JP. Without further ado, here is Kevin Abeta.
You wired me awake and hit me with a hand of broken nail. You tied my lead and pulled my chain to watch my blood begin to boil. But I'm gonna break, I'm gonna break my, gonna break my rusty cage and run. I'm gonna break, I'm gonna break my, gonna break my rusty cage.
Everybody's weird in their own weird way.
We're here with Abeta. And they find you on Twitter at
Abeta,
which is AB8TA.
Yeah, right. I thought it'd be a lot easier to do it with a number, but it's still no one knows how to say it. So.
Is that how you say it?
That's how you say it. Yeah, so Abeta. So it's, I don't know. It's,
and so you're a screen printer by hobby and trade and want.
I starting out just yeah hobby.
Yeah.
Very much like pizza boxes and X-Acto knives and spray paint and then now full blown trying to really push.
But
on
your full blown job is as an art teacher.
As an elementary art teacher.
Elementary
yeah,
art
that's
teacher.
That's the full time.
Which
day
is
job.
Insane to me.
It's fun. It's a lot of
fun. I think art teaching would be okay. I think that would be the one, like being a gym teacher or an art teacher in elementary school would be fine.
I've done both.
Yeah.
I've done the PE, which is like that's even more fun.
Yeah,
because you just kick balls out and as everybody rolls around and
just go crazy.
Hula hoops.
You got to run a mile every so often.
Here, run this thing,
yeah,
back and forth. Great,
it's amazing.
I love it.
Yeah, art would be fine because it's more play than it is sit down and let me speak at you.
There's no, and I tell this to the kids, you know, especially my third, fourth, and fifth graders. I tell them there's no right or wrong. You know, there's no. I'm not grading you on the product. I'm
now,
waiting on the process.
Now, as a personal question that I have about me, when you find that one of your students, let's say just hypothetically that she is 8 years old,
okay,
and in the third grade,
okay,
and draws pictures of unicorns torturing other unicorns, and if one of those kids turned that into you, would you worry about that said child?
You know,
but the other art isn't like that. It's not torture.
Oh, if it's just well, it's unicorns, man. I mean,
so it's fictional.
It's fictional.
So if I see her torturing this hypothetical person,
of course, always
torturing a 3 or 4 year old child in the pictures, I probably should
probably
call
social services. Yeah, I'd probably get somebody
or at least
involved.
Separate them
for a period of time. For a period of time. And I would have probably stern discussions
of boundaries,
ethics, morals. Probably watch some Schoolhouse Rock. Maybe that one, there's a lesson in there somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, you know, I've had some stuff. I've had kids turning things where, oh, you know.
You're a little disturbed.
Well,
they have imaginations. That's
they
crazy.
Do, or you know, they see things, and we don't give them credit.
Yeah,
you know, they see on a whole other level, a lot bigger picture than adults do.
Yeah.
I've had kids draw pictures of. Oh, my dad's in jail.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's no joke.
Yeah,
and you just
sucks.
Love on that child and say, man, you did great work today. And
yeah.
Here's your A. What do you do? Here's a sticker. I mean, I'm not going to tell the kid, well, that's just not. what is wrong with
you? What is he in jail for? Wow.
You can't. That's why
I'm not a teacher, because I would down.
let's talk.
Let's talk about, I want to hear the story.
How are you feeling
It right has
now?
Nothing to do with you. It has to be, do with my curiosity of gossip.
No. And see, in the school I work at is 95, it's almost 100% Latino.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's right on Buford Highway, and it just, that community, I love the community, but
yeah,
they see stuff.
There's
some
problems.
They see some things. It's just kind of crazy. So you just love on them, and okay, great. See you in 8 days, because that's the rotation, you know.
Oh, wow. They only get one art class every 8 days?
Yeah, once every 8 days. And school is that big. So that's why.
Wow.
So, like, right now with third, fourth, and fifth, I'm teaching, I'm screen printing. And they're doing one colors right now, and all right, are we doing this again? Yep, in 8 days. So I'm
you could totally forget.
I do.
It's not that, not you. But the kids would totally forget what happened.
That's why I can't do.
You got to make them impact.
It's got to be quick and fast, and because especially the older guys, they'll lose it. Because my other kids are like, weren't we doing that guy?
What
with
is that?
Didn't he do the lines of the color?
Yeah. When my kids go to private school now because of similar situations.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just too many kids versus what they're doing, and they had what they call stations, and they would go like. They would have art one day, PE one day, music one day, and then I think they just had like another class one day.
Yeah, we did computer.
It never really was like that's what they want to do. I guess it's getting them everything they want to.
It's, you know, especially
showing them a wide variety of stuff, but
yeah,
you gotta have PE and recess, man, because those kids can't sit that long.
No, Yeah, I mean, you think when you let them go out, I mean, you think it's like. You know, water to a thirsty person. They're, what? Ah! And they just go to, I mean, they just, yes, and then, okay, go play. I mean, they love it.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But it's a fun job, though.
It really is. I bet. Yeah. I bet that is a cool job. I wouldn't want to be an English teacher or a math teacher or any of that stuff.
Well, Rocket ATL called me out on being, he's such a grammar jerk about it, like you're and I said, dude, I teach language arts. Okay, I teach art, not language arts.
Yeah,
stupid. Like I was like, whatever.
Yeah, I'm not a rocket scientist. Asshole.
Exactly. Excuse me. Whatever.
No,
I go to NASA.
Yeah, I'm not a rocket scientist.
I go to a little school in a neighborhood.
Yeah.
Some of us can't climb the mountain.
So, in class, do you speak Spanish?
I've gotten better at it. Now, that's the thing. And I grew up on the border in West Texas, and my mom's white, my dad's Mexican.
Okay.
And my mom was like, oh, no, you don't need to learn that. No, you're good. Her mother speaks it, my dad, all my cousins, uncles, aunts. And I'm like, really? And it bothers me. It really bothers me. So I overcompensate by cooking it. That's why I've got this huge gut.
It bothers you that you don't speak
Spanish? Yeah, it really does. And the kids, it's almost like they're disappointed because they're like, you kind of look like us.
Yeah.
And you kind of sound like us. And you have, you know, and they look at me when they figure it out. They're like,
you don't speak Spanish.
You're just a poser. They get all kind of like, all right, follow you away. And I'm like, it's like I lost my credibility. So I try.
It's teaching that community has got to be hard because... The school that my kids were in is a very transitional type of thing. It's on the border where there's a lot of transient homes, like, you know, that are for rent, and so all of those kids will show up at the beginning of school, but by Christmas they're gone, and then you'll see them come with. I mean, and it's a wide range. It's not just Hispanic. It's Asian and African, but they're translating for their parents. In parent-teacher conferences and stuff?
Yeah.
It's got to be tough.
I've got... Well, and what's really rough is, like, the kindergartners...
So, you know, I took my kids out and put them in the white school.
Wow.
That's not why we did it. But
I'm not making a face at all right now. No,
we got to get these kids near white people.
Wow, we need to just hold on for a second.
No, that's not why we did it.
No, like, the kindergartners, they'll buddy up. They almost... It's like a survival thing. Like, they figure out real quick, okay, I don't... Like, they almost, like, lock on and get partners. I'll translate...
Yeah.
And then, you know, it's usually, then I figure out who my clowns are because they're like, no, don't translate that I'm saying bad words because I know the bad words.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And they get all mad.
I know what you're really saying.
Yeah. I know what you really call
me. I can figure it out.
Okay. Yeah. It's not Mr. A you're saying. I know that.
Yeah. So let's talk about where you found out about Free Art Friday.
Wow. You know, man, for a while, I'd say late last year, probably around, you know, December and then January.
Yeah.
Started kind of, you know, I was on Twitter, not really knowing what to do with it, and I really don't know how I found Crazy Monkey Trucker. I really don't. But I found the feed.
Yeah.
And I can't, and it was somebody else. It was two people. It was him and somebody else, and I cannot remember who it was. But you know, Crazy, I just kind of started stalking him. Like, yeah, just online, I kind of watched, like, when is he, what drops and all, yeah, that. But I know he was, and so finally, I think after 2-3 months, it was right around, it was right after May, I guess, y'all, the May the 4th thing,
yeah,
kind of hit. And I finally, and I didn't really even realize what that was, but I was like, okay, I got to ask. So I just messaged him and, you know, or, hey, can I talk to you about,
yeah,
what is this? It? And he was real gracious, man. I tell you what.
He's a good guy.
He's a good dude.
And he's brought at least 4 or 5 people.
Dude, he's like a den mother. I mean, he's, it's like a Boy Scout troop of misfits.
I think he would call it a cruise director.
Oh, okay. He is the Captain Steubing, yes, of AFF-ATL.
Yeah.
No, he's a good dude, man. And I said, you know, can we meet or can I drop? And I couldn't do it. We scheduled the time, couldn't,
yeah,
meet up. Met up the following, or the next time he was off, and we met up and stuff. And it was the beginning of summer, so it was,
yeah,
I was off.
Oh, you went around with him to drop.
Yeah, so we actually,
yeah,
met up. Yeah, and so he was like, and I'm all like, okay, now what do I do? Like, all total dork style. And he's like, well, take a picture and this and that. And I'm, okay, yeah, great.
Yeah. If you don't know what's really going on, it's got to be confusing.
It was a little bit like, well, again, and I'm always, I guess I'm kind of, I wanted to be respectful.
Yeah.
And my whole thing in doing this is always to treat the community with a lot of respect.
Yeah.
Because, you know, folks like you, Crazy Monkey Trucker, you know, Blockhead, you know, all these folks that have been doing it for, you know, a,
yeah,
while, there's a sense of like, you know, I don't want to come and, hey, yeah, whatever, you,
yeah,
know.
Yeah, but all of us are like, come on in.
Yeah. And he was really cool. And we met and got some coffee to start and we just chat. And a lot of the conversation throughout the day that we hung out, you know, he's about my age and,
yeah,
his whole family and that type of thing. And it was just a really, it was nice to hear someone close to me in age be tracking along the same,
yeah,
you know, art and what do I want to do? And this is where I want to be, but I'm not there yet.
Yeah.
And
unlike me, when I joined and had to follow the young kids around.
Well, I told him, I said, I'm so glad you're not like, and no offense to hipsters out there,
yeah,
but I said, I'm so glad you're not some skinny hipster, because I was really nervous, like, hey, here comes my dad,
yeah,
I'm going to drop some art, and I was like, oh, sweet.
Well, I think it helps that when Ken's kind of around our age, too, so.
So he was a good first person. If I had met, you know, like, Telebox, I probably would have been, like, gone back home, and,
yeah,
all right,
I can't hang with these people.
I can't do it.
Lee at 2 o'clock in the morning. I can't do 2 o'clock.
No. But they're real chill too. So that's how it started. And then you know, started making drops. And then I did it over the weekend. That weekend we met, and that was about it. But I kind of blame and give him credit.
Yeah,
he was real chill, man. He was just a good guy.
Yeah. Now he's gone. He's got that new baby.
Sucking the life force away from him, man.
Where is he?
He better finish his piece for the. For the 80s cartoon. 80s
cartoon, yeah.
You hear what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about. Finish that piece. You better get
it. I haven't seen it.
I
have. I saw it's Thundercats, I think.
Oh, it is?
He had some Thundercats stuff, yeah.
Oh, I'm thinking of. I saw Blockhead put a little bit out.
Oh, yeah.
Of his, which I'm like, oh.
Okay. His is always over the top.
See, but that's cool.
Yeah.
I like that stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's how it started. And then just started meeting folks. And it was really quick, too. Meeting other people, Gritty Cream,
well,
20.
Yeah, I think this summer has been really kind of like a jumping off point. There's been an influx of a lot of new people this summer.
Yeah.
And you see that, I guess I've been doing it for two and a half years.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so you see that happen where it's the summertime, everybody's out on the street anyway, so it's there's more of it.
Yeah.
But when it starts getting cold, you'll see me here, and they won't. Yeah, you won't see that many drops.
You see makers on the corner over a big old tin can,
yeah,
of fire,
yeah,
and they're all just
but my,
up. Like
that's when I like to go out. I like the cold weather. I like the,
you know, yeah. Because
you do 5 drops in the summer, and you're like, you're sweating.
Oh,
that's a day of work.
Oh, dude, I sweat thinking deep thoughts. Are you kidding? It doesn't take much. So to go outside, God, you know, and again, to go out with people, you know, like Telly Walks, I'm going out with her and Rocket ATL And you know, you're trying not to be the old guy, you yeah. know, kind of thing. But it's like, oh, hey, well, everybody, I'm just, oh, God. I mean, my clothes are drenched. I'm like, oh, it's hot.
I'm a
She's
sweaty
like, it feels
bastard.
So good up here. I'm like, oh, God.
Y'all, what is wrong with you people?
What is wrong with you? Eat something. Get a sandwich, freak. Sweat, you know, whatever. But yeah, no, I can't wait for the winter's going to be pretty good. I'm looking forward to the show.
Yeah.
I know that's coming up. God, that's next week. Is that next week?
It's next,
Sweet
it's the
Jesus.
Week after this weekend, yeah.
Busy. Oh my God!
I don't even know if this is going to air by then, but
that's okay.
If it was a great,
it was
show.
A great show.
It was
we had
awesome.
A great time.
I didn't make it.
Whoever I spilled that drink on, I'm sorry.
Have you ever been to Trekside?
Never, man.
It's just like a little.
It's a hole, isn't it?
It's a cool place.
It's a
yeah,
cool place, but it's a
that's the kind of bar I like though. I like that where it has a spirit of drunkenness in it. Where you
I just,
walk,
I just
you
want
walk
quiet.
In.
I just want quiet and cozy and just leave
yep.
it with my pints. And
that's
just,
it.
I'm good.
That's it.
I don't want. Well, it's like certain. There's one.
There's no in the background. How about that?
That or you're reading. It's almost like reading the Dead Sea Scrolls because there's like 80,000 gazillion beers. I'm
yeah.
like, no, I just want no. maybe like five.
Yeah.
And maybe some fries.
Yeah. They have good food. They do have good food.
Do they really?
Yeah.
So you're telling
you'll like it.
So you're telling a hefty gentleman.
Yeah. Oh, they have good food.
See, no problem.
And they have every so often they'll have like a brisket that they'll go and like a giant half a pig. That they'll send out back.
It's the call your mom party.
Yeah, I guess.
Brisket and guilt. I love it. That's delicious.
Half a pig.
I'm from Texas, so brisket and guilt is
yeah,
like,
that's the
do.
Way to go, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where barbecue is beef.
See, I made that mistake in North Carolina. No, I'll take the beef. And my wife was like, oh, you
Ooh.
Did you just... No, go ahead. No,
everybody,
go ahead.
Everybody stop talking.
They just looked, they got real quiet in the restaurant like, who are you?
Who's this guy ordering the
ordering
beef?
The beef. And she's like, no, go ahead. You'll just... No, it's good. This sucks, but the pork, that was like a fat kid on cake, man. It was like that was dessert and dinner, man.
It is good.
Sauce, more
the
mustard
sauce.
Sauce.
I am a big fan of.
I love that.
Yeah. The mustard sauce is good. So you do screen printing. Then the first drops you did were T-shirts.
T-shirts, yeah,
cannot be cheap.
What's that?
They can't be cheap to make and drop and.
You know.
Did you get a bulk?
No, actually, when I started the drops, it was shirts that I had already had, you know, clients had done jobs,
right?
Small runs or things already.
Kind of left.
So they were just sitting here in the studio, and really the first one, it was just to test out the halftone process because I hadn't done it.
Okay.
And I was trying to figure it out and try. I said, well, let me just try it. And
how long have you been doing screen printing? Let me just ask.
Officially.
That.
A little over a year. I mean, official,
okay.
like as a business, wanting to try and pursue it. But like I said, going back, you know, pizza boxes and Exactos, probably 6-7 years.
Yeah.
So it was a way to so not think about it. It was just like, let me just be creative and do something.
Yeah. So you started with stenciling, I guess.
Stenciling, yeah. I started with that, cutting them out, you know, just by hand. I mean, whatever.
Yeah.
The kids were like, you know, we must have had 10 boxes of cereal because as soon as they were done with the boxes, I'd take them. Okay, that's great. That's cardboard for me. And I'd print the stencil on it and cut it. But
I used junk mail. That's how I did it.
Ooh, that's a good one.
The cards would come and I would save a bunch of them and then I would start cutting them out.
Yes.
Yeah. Same situation.
Pizza and cereal was at the Abeta house.
Yeah.
Because I wanted the boxes. Or I, you know, being a teacher, do you need that card? No, you don't? Oh, good.
Okay.
I'll
take all that.
I come home for summer with a big box or whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah,
I can't pass up stationery either, though.
Oh, no.
Like anything that's paper related, I
can't. If it's, I'm always looking at it. Mm. Like,
I can do something with this. And then you're a hoarder.
And then, I had to say,
you know, A&E showing up.
This is the cleanest this place has been in a while because I'm like, I can't let him come in because there's paper over here. I've got tons of, I'm like, I'm pulling them because it's everywhere.
I need to film my little art space one day for people because it's a dank basement, and it's got sawdust everywhere.
Oh, see, that's...
It's never been cleaned, and it's...
No, my thing is ink. Ink gets...
Oh, yeah.
I'll come in the house and trail ink, and I'm like, no, get the shoes out of here,
yeah.
You know? She doesn't sound like that, by the way. Honey, I love you. God, she doesn't sound like that. She's very loving. But get out of the house.
Yeah.
Ink on my shorts.
Yeah.
The car has ink. She's like,
I'm sure.
You know, that's very
Yeah, because just a little bit of ink goes forever.
It doesn't dry. I mean, it just that plastisol, the stuff for T-shirts, will last. I mean, it'll stay open.
Yeah,
weeks.
Because you have to cure it with UV light.
Yep.
So how did you? So you started out stenciling, and then what happened? Did you take a class?
Yeah, actually, I took
a class. I asked because, like, everybody that I've talked to is like, I want to try screen printing or whatever, and I don't know how to get started. And then I talked to Ken Tufor, and he gave me some great information. Like, he sat there for, like, 2 hours and told me, like, what I need to do, what I do want to do and don't want to do, and what inks I, you know, like, everything you possibly know. And like, I was talking to you on Twitter, I was like, yeah, you should just teach a class for, like, a day and show these people. Like, a lot of people are proficient in Illustrator and Photoshop.
And that's half of it, right? That's more than half of it right there.
And then they just don't know what to do to get it onto the screen.
Yeah.
Which, to me, from what Ken told me, isn't the hardest thing.
That's not the hardest.
But there are little bitty variants that cause... Like, he has always said that, like, every day, once you think you have screen printing figured out, it'll screw you in a different way.
Oh, when no one's around, that's why I don't like to print with anybody around. I did a print thing at a live demo thing. One, I'm sweating, like, you know, like the rainforest in Brazil. But the other thing is, like, I didn't like people watching, because it's, like, invariably, like, I'm always critiquing myself.
Yeah.
And I got them. It's not really the critique. Well, these people who, they don't know.
Yeah.
They're just, hey, I just want to make a shirt or a pro. Yeah. They're happy to be there. Me, I'm over here. Ah,
that looks
ah,
so, no, that one not, dot.
You pulled it wrong, you know, kind of thing. Yeah, it changes. And I taught actually over the summer at Atlanta Printmaker Studio.
Yeah. And that was one thing he said. He said, if no matter what happened, go over there and at least talk to somebody, because that they're going to get you on the right direction.
Yeah, I took a class with a guy named Craig Cameron, real nice guy, about 3 years ago. Just, I think I got it as a birthday gift from my parents.
Oh, yeah?
You know, because, you know, I'm 12.
Yeah.
I'm 12 years old, and my parents still buy me things.
I would have nothing if my parents
didn't. Thank God for mom. You want a gift card to Starbucks? Yes, I'll take whatever you give me. My birthday's actually next week, and I need my list. Oh, you know what? Fine. I want Criminal Records. I want Third Man Records. I want a new LP.
I just
threw a big list, and she's like, okay. And
I'm
like,
I just sent my mom a Amazon list.
It's like, you're even more concise. Yeah. She'll
get on her phone and, like, because my mom's real tech savvy.
See, my mom is not. She's like, could you make the font bigger on the email? But yeah, I took a class with a guy named Craig Cameron, and he's still there at APS, and we still talk, actually. And it was an 8-week class. And the funny thing is, like I said, over the summer I taught. He couldn't cover that class.
Okay.
And he does, it's an intro to screen printing. And he actually, hey man, can you cover this class? And it was kind of humbling and kind of cool. And I was like, oh man. But it was a lot of fun. I'd like to do more of that.
I'm sure it probably enhanced your skills too.
You know what? You know what the sad thing is, honestly, man, is that the students, the four or five people that were there, within the first couple weeks, I mean, one girl was printing. She's printing on silk and fabric and canvas and just these beautiful prints. And I'm like, doing it. And she's just banging out these beautiful prints. And I'm like, okay, what's my problem? Like, what's my, so then I come home, well, let me get some canvas back. So I'm starting to print. So it helped.
That's cool.
It helped. And they challenged me. I mean, hell, how do you do this? So, and I told them, guys, I don't have all the answers. I'll get you the technique. I'll get you printing. You know, you'll know how to make a screen, how to da da. But they had questions like, you know what? I'll get back to you in a week. I'll see you next class, or I'll email you guys. And it pushed me a lot. So that's why I like teaching. And I've had people hit me up on Twitter.
Yeah.
You know, I think we were joking the other day about doing a class. And I, you know, if I had more space, I'd say, yeah, come on.
Yeah, it is tight, especially with the press.
With the press, yeah. The kids call it Grand Central because it's like, you know, when they have to go in and out from the backyard.
They have to turn it.
Don't touch that. Hold on, I got that screen set, you know, kind of thing. So, but yeah, it's a little tight in here. But, you know, a couple people, you know, but it gets hot. But, yeah, that's where I would say go is Atlanta Printmaker Studio.
Cool.
Give them a shout because it's a cool, space.
I know a guy that he plays in a cover band, and he's a really talented woodworker. Yeah. And he's this guy that I met at a job that I had for a decade. And he's the kind of guy that you give him something and he like you give him a project, he'll do it over the top. He'll have documentation of everything and he'll have written a program that does it. And like he does it over the top. And I was talking to him and I was like, you sell shirts? And he's like, yeah. I was like, where do you get those printed? And he said, well, I'll do it myself in my garage. And I was like, oh, really? And then, like, the next day or two, he sends me a video of him burning the screen, wow. cleaning the screen, doing the whole thing, printing the whole thing, like, professionally edited and everything. I was like, that's exactly what I needed.
Done. Everything. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
And that's the beauty of it, is it's such a do-it-yourself type thing. And there's, you know, there's 80,000 videos on YouTube showing you how. And it can get a bit overwhelming, but there's so many. I think for me, you know, the few people that I know that do it, and this is just my opinion, the screen printing community, it seems like I mentioned my friend, you know, Guy Craig, but it's kind of like searching, it's like, I feel like Monty Python and the Holy Grail, because, you know, any information like registration or how do I do this or questions, you know, it's almost like, well, no, you just need to practice. No, I just kind of would like an answer. Like, I'm trying to give me something
to practice.
And so now, actually.
Yeah, a lot of it's like voodoo.
Yeah, they don't want to tell you. Like, people don't want to share. Like, why do you want to know that?
Well, yeah.
Because I don't know it.
I think it comes with the do-it-yourself thing, too. It's like, they do it their way, and they don't know if it's the right way.
See,
and so they don't want to tell anybody the way they do it in case they get shamed and going, oh, wow, you do it that way?
You're an idiot. Yeah. Yeah, because I'll be in here by myself doing a job. And I'll be like, oh, I know this is so janky. Like, I know it's not.
I just hacked this together.
But it's working, so I'm going to keep pulling the squeegee. And the job's done, and they liked it, and they paid me, so we're good. But, yeah, you know, I think that's my only thing is you see people that do it, or you hear people that do it. And, you know, I'm all about, like I told my students over the summer, like, whatever you want to know, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
For example, there's a place in town found out through somebody else that does all the films, you know, the positives to make the design on the screen.
Right.
And it's mom and pop little blueprint place over in Morningside. Real nice folks, but the website is like, you know, it's like AOL, like GeoCities, you know, whatever. But I told all my students, here's where you go. But honestly, man, it took me like 2 years. Where do you get film? Like, where do you get those made?
You know what I mean? That's how I am with it too. Is that I've been looking into it for a little while, and I followed a bunch of screen printers on Instagram.
Yeah,
and I don't even know. I can't tell you the company off of hand, but it's a company that has an Instagram thing, and all they do is ship screens, burnt screens, and they ship them to you.
I wonder if that's Anthem out of
San
Francisco. There's one company out of North California
that
make your screen and burn them and send you the screen.
You just send the file to them, and they send you the screen.
Well, how do I you know what I mean? How would you reclaim that? And why would you? I don't know why you would do that. Because it's easy to make a screen. It really is.
Yeah.
500-watt light bulb, or put it out in the sun and, you know, let it sit there. And,
yeah.
Hey, you're good. Piece of glass.
It might have to do with the registration there might be a whole process of like how clean the dots are and all that kind of stuff. If you're looking for really, really,
really fine
stuff.
Yeah, that's a definite process. You know, finding all the little pinholes or making sure the screen's perfect. Yeah. I mean, I tell you, man, that's why I love Heather Gray shirts. Those are the greatest shirts
ever. Oh, because they hide
They hide everything. That looks great. Heather Gray. I love Heather Gray.
Yeah. I'm sure white on black is horrible. Everything shows.
See, that is my level of hell right there. Let's put them on white. With super black ink. Oh, no. White paper. No.
No.
Not good.
Yeah.
Not good.
I got to get into it.
You should, man. You're already over here, so I mean, you need to come back. And then, I mean, seriously.
Because
it's not hard.
The way that I started.
You've done it, though. Yes?
Well, what I started doing when I was out of school is I was a print designer.
Okay.
So I've worked in print shops and done print work and done photography work in print shops. And
I remember the photography.
Yeah, way before, you know, Max came out and stuff like that.
Oh, you're with the Ruby List and all that?
This machine that would take up your whole thing to do typesetting.
Yes.
And it would come out in one long string like a ribbon. Yeah. You'd have to
cut it up into
paragraphs and everything. Yeah, I've done all of that.
Oh.
And then taking a photograph that someone took.
Yeah.
And developing it.
Yep.
And then taking that photograph and making it a halftone positive, and then making it a halftone negative, and then stripping it into the thing. Yeah,
this made me all tingly right now.
I know.
That's like way back in the day.
Yeah, but you could do that in 2.5 seconds with the scanner now.
The scanner and Photoshop or Illustrator.
Yeah, it's already done.
Well, looking at, you know, all that stuff, looking at some of the people that, you know, like Crazy Monkey Trucker, and who else drops like the gel transfer?
Yeah, I've done the gel transfer.
Yeah, that stuff. I mean, I look at it, I'm like, oh, that's so tight. Like, their designs are just so beautiful.
Yeah.
Like, and I suck. Like, why, you know what? I quit. That's yeah. It. Why even bother? I'm like,
clunky robot.
Clunky robot's doing.
Yeah.
I've got one.
He's just so talented. Like, everything
he's,
he does.
Yeah, I hate him because he's but so
then,
talented.
Yeah. But then you gotta, like, you just gotta embrace your own style. And I've had a lot of issue in myself trying to embrace what my style is, like, yeah. Trying to figure it out. And I don't know how artists, like, professional, like, that's what they do for a living, artists. I don't know how they make everything look. We were talking about new studios and
yeah,
how
yeah.
His art is always like bang, 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 yes. Bang. Always has the same style.
His stuff is
and like, you know, if you go look at Poop Bird in Athens, it, like
yeah.
His style
yes.
And like just trying to find, like, no matter what they draw or what they do, you can tell it's theirs versus like what I do is more copying.
You know, what do like, I, well, come on, I mean, I make things
yeah.
Up of other things. I mean, it's
yeah, so it's and it's a struggle for me to find like the voice, I guess, of the art that I do. And so I've kind of embraced not having it and just it's like my style is what I want to make, basically.
I think that you know, I think that's what you have to do. And again, I you know, it's only been, I mean, I'm in my 43 and you know, man, I think my 30s, I had no clue. Because I used to do photography. I
yeah.
Mean, I did that. I went to school for that, apprenticed with that, you know, did
yeah.
That commercially. And I don't, I can honestly say, even with my passion and love of photography, and I still love it. I mean, a lot of the stuff I do that I sell, like on the factory press, that stuff is all geared to photographers.
Yeah.
It just happens. And it seems to have a niche and I like it. But I can honestly say I was never as passionate then as I was now about the screen printing and
cool.
Then seeing what, like, you know, like what you or other folks are doing in the community, just with just balls out, just putting it out there.
Yeah.
And I loved it. And I was
that's what's cool about the community too.
Exactly.
Though,
and it ranges, you know, so, you know, some stuff that you're just like, holy, you dropped that for free. Like,
yeah.
Are you kidding me? To like, dude, rock on. Like
yeah.
Somebody took a class at Michael's. All right. I mean, like, good for
yeah.
You. But you're out there. It's only recent that I've started doing that where I felt comfortable or confident enough to do that.
Yeah.
That's what gets me.
I think that's what's cool about the community, too, is that if you are that perfectionist, you could, it's okay to drop it for free because you're not charging anybody, so you don't feel as guilty of
yeah.
Not having the perfect thing that you were going to do.
I'm trying to think. I think one of the coolest pieces that I have is the sushi pets.
Yeah.
Just, it's a big old pink.
Yeah,
thing,
she just
found
carved
it
with a butter knife, like I told her.
But it's there's the love. I mean, there's
yeah.
That's her.
That's what I told her. She was like, "I'm gonna do some on the computer and see how I can get
don't.
Those." I was like,
"So
was
she
like,
don't."
Yeah, I was like, "That's not my that not might not work as good as just the."
It's raw,
and that's
I mean,
what's
it's,
yeah.
There's edges and there's
and that's what I was getting.
There's
that was,
bumps
yeah, that's what I was getting at.
It's you can tell she held it in her hand. And I love that to where then you've got someone like, was it Koi Art?
Yeah.
I mean, her
the resins.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, I mean, I actually found one of her pieces.
Oh, yeah.
And was like, oh, I got yelled at. I actually got yelled at when and someone actually was like, you jerk, you suck. And I was like, yeah,
yeah.
I don't care.
I got it, huh?
You know, but her stuff is just on the other end. It's like so technically like, oh my God, that's gorgeous. Like, that's really gorgeous.
Yeah.
But that's, it runs the gamut. And that's, I think, the beautiful thing is I can't, with, I'd say in the last couple of years, even the last within the last year, if you'd shown me, if I had found this last year, I don't. Oh, okay. Like I would.
You weren't there yet.
No.
Yeah.
So, and then the fact that everybody's so welcoming, on top of that, is insane.
Yeah, it has kind of taken off.
I like the trade. I do. I do enjoy the trade because that's the only way I'm going to get one. You know, I mean,
yeah.
Really, truly, in the ones.
But that thrill of finding one is really.
Well, like I said, I found Art Koi's, and dude, I had people yell at me. As I was getting that one, it was over at the DeKalb Farmers Market on the sign. So I was coming around the sign, and I just stared at it like, holy crap, I actually found one.
Yeah.
And a guy was running, and he had his phone, and he was running around. And as soon as he saw me, he was like, oh, shit. Like, he just turned right around.
Well, that's, I put a little possum up at Villains, and Brittany 420 came tearing into the parking lot and slamming on the brakes and jumped out and got it and was screaming and then got back in her car. And we were just looking at it. I was with Monkey Trucker.
Yeah, yeah.
And we were looking at her, and she goes, "I just got this." I'm like, "I know."
She is the Jackie Joyner Kersee of hunters.
Yeah.
She came when I dropped at Moda once on that when I was doing a live demonstration for screen printing. She came walking in. I just happened to be sitting there, and she's all like, "Ah," and I went, "Yeah, I made that." And then that's when Blockhead and Mrs. Blockhead came in like 5 minutes later. Oh, it's already been gone. But she, I mean,
you're gonna kill somebody.
Take it, eat it, time out. Smoke the children. But yeah, you know, there's so much good stuff out there. But the trade, I just know Clunky Robot had the pleasure of meeting him over the summer.
Yeah,
and met his little boy who was really chill. But I know, I'm never find one.
Yeah,
I'm just not.
Yeah, I'll never find a Catalina. They're gone so quick.
I gave that up. You know, that's almost like a Lent for 365 days. That guy is just, you know. And I know he was on TV and all that stuff.
He was on TV today.
Whenever this plays.
And he showed his face.
See, and I saw that. You tweeted that. And I almost wanted to say something. But I don't think I've ever conversed with him online.
Oh, yeah.
So I felt bad for saying
something. He's a super nice guy.
He seems like a super nice guy.
Yeah.
But I didn't want to see
He showed his face. And I was like, I feel less special.
Oh.
I had a secret.
Oh. You knew? You knew before?
Yeah, I interviewed him.
Oh, well, that's right. Duh.
Yeah.
He didn't
have a mask.
He came in with his own black dot over his face and his voice all changed.
He has
this
cat mask he wears.
Shut up.
That would be amazing.
That would be amazing, though.
Yeah.
That's very quiet hounds. I like that.
Yeah.
With the masks.
Yeah.
How'd
you get, like, you were doing quiet hound stuff?
Was that
just on your own? Or?
No, you know, Zarius, my buddy Zach, his wife Megan, plays with them.
Okay.
And, you know, both of them, Zach and Meg, they've been, like, probably two of, besides my wife and my kids, probably two of the biggest supporters of anything I've wanted to do. And they've been pushing me on the screen printing thing for years. And, we're a big instrument in getting the setup and everything and kind of going. She plays with them.
Yeah.
And, and Zach and I like to challenge each other. And again, you know, his photography is so insane.
Yeah, he travels the world.
He travels all over the place. And so he was like, "Well, why don't you do something for him?" We were talking about, like, and I was like, I was lamenting that I didn't. What can I do? I need to get out there. I need to do some work. I need to do stuff. I need to get my name out there. And this is like last year. And he's like, "Well, why don't you do something for the Quiet House? They're having a show." And this was at the Goat Farm.
Yeah.
In November, and I said, "Yeah." We went back and forth. And so I said, "Okay, give me all their files. Give me whatever information I could use to make a post." So I mocked up like three or four and sent them and said, "Give me your honest opinion." And it wasn't anything. I wasn't looking for money. It was my, you know, Zach had challenged.
Right.
And so made, they picked one. I think this is great. Made one. You know, it was my first, you know, using the vacuum table and really kind of, okay, I'm going to be intentional about, you know,
so you use the vacuum table to do prints.
To do the prints.
Yeah.
And then I'll do the press to do shirts or the other, you know, smaller items if I have to. But made a poster, made them, I probably made 50, but I loathed, you know, two-thirds of them. Yeah, so my wife had to go through them and picked out 20 that were solid and wrapped them up, you know, took them to the show and just gave them to them. And they kind of knew, you know, I hadn't met any of them or anything like that, but Megan came, "Well, this guy, buddy of mine's making them, but so took them to the show and they sold out.
Cool.
And come to find out that they're, one of the guys later on told me, in the band told me that there was a bidding war for like the very last one. And it was a one color, real simple, nothing major, but it had the date and the GoFarm.
Yeah. Well, gig posters are a big deal now.
You know, and I know that and I don't know that, you know, kind of thing. And I was shocked.
Like, once you get the smell of Fixer,
you'll never,
like, as soon as you smell it, you know.
It's like your first kiss with
people.
It's like, oh my nose.
But it's, but it's a very distinct, like, almost urine smell.
If you've ever been in an old dark room, you're like,
yeah.
You know, exactly.
Like in an old dark room, there's always some Fixer spill that's evaporated and it's got those crystals.
Crystals in there. It's like, kind of like, and then there's different like phases of it where it's a kind of brown and it goes kind of yellowish.
Yeah.
And it goes back to brown. You're like, oh, God. That's
gross. What is this stuff?
Yeah, man. You know, when I started, it was all that. When I took the class at APS 3 years ago, I remember telling Craig, you know, like, oh, they all were doing print. Oh, no, I don't want to do that. I just want to do shirts. And now it's kind of come around where I the posters is, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I did a movie poster over the summer, which was cool.
Yeah, it seems like it might be a little bit more work to do the posters that it does.
The registration's harder.
Registration.
To me, I mean, the shirts, you know. But you do those, I mean, like, in fact, I'm doing the Quiet Hounds for their show on the 4th in October, which if you're not going, go, because it's going to be amazing.
I've never seen them.
They're amazing. I hear that's great. My God, yeah. Actually, I talked with them today, doing their poster for that, the Swans and Embers show. And, yeah, it's going to be like four colors. It's going to be a little bit. I mean, it's going to take me, you know, it'll take me a few days in a row of here's the first layer, come back in a couple hours, second layer, third layer, and lay it on. And it has to be, I'm so anal anyway, right. It has to be.
Well, if you're going to sell them, I think that's like I was saying, like giving it away for free is one thing.
But
I earn my money. If I'm going to part with my hard-earned money, I want something that's made with at least as much effort as I would put into it.
Well, that's like, you know, you mentioned about when I started dropping the shirts, like, okay, well, where did you get the shirts? Well, I had them, and they're not American Apparel. It's not going to be the $12, $15 shirt.
Yeah.
It's going to be a little lower end, but it was more of the, well, what do I do? Okay, well, I don't wood cut. I don't do the gel transfers.
Yeah.
This is what I'll make.
Right.
And it just wound up taking off. And
well, that's what's cool about, and that's what I like. You don't have to do the gel transfer. You don't have to do.
I'm glad I don't. I mean, because there's so many people that do it so well.
And you don't have to do the scroll saw wood cut or whatever. Just do what you do.
Yeah.
Versus doing, you know, trying to be somebody else. And that's what's cool about the thing is, like, you know, like Artkoi, hers is all that stuff.
Hers is still. She's great. I have yet to meet her, though.
Yeah. And then, like, X4 ATL.
Yep.
Her ceramic stuff.
The ceramic stuff is amazing. Which is gorgeous.
Yeah. And so do what you do. And then, like, you know, Rob does radio free.
Dude, could that stuff Atlanta. Be any more? When Blockhead made the big gym and the drop over the summer,
he released, I guess, like three
different spots.
Different spots.
That were so well done. When he put, what is it, paint it black? And then the whole beat. I mean, I was like, you gotta be kidding me, dude. Like, I was like, I listened to it so many times. Like, it was so perfectly done.
Yeah. And he doesn't like his voice.
Yeah.
And I think he does great jobs.
I think he does great jobs. He says he used somebody else. I guess we were talking at one of Probably's things and one of her parties. And he was like, oh, yeah, it's this guy. But I was like, dude, this stuff is just, that's a whole other realm of, I don't know anything about that.
I did a little recording. We haven't released it yet. But he did this British accent. I was like, who's that? Like, that's me. I was like, and you don't like your voice on, like, nobody likes your voice.
No, who does?
Every time I listen to the podcast, I'm like, God, what a kind of goofy-ass laugh is that?
Well, the sad thing, my dad used to actually be, when I was a kid, he used to be a DJ.
Oh, yeah.
And so he's got a great, he's real eloquent, got a great speaking voice. And he has we call it the radio voice. If I ever call my dad, hey, you know, hey, Dad, what's going on? Hey, everybody, it's, you know, now, what's the time and temperature, Pop? It's 72 degrees. And he's got that voice. And it's funny because if I hear me, I'm like, oh, I don't even sound anything remotely as good as
him. Like
it's so horrible. With Radio Free Arts, Rob stuff, it's just, God, his stuff
it's
is
amazing.
Just, it's great.
Yeah.
Because it's such another realm.
And that's what's cool about it is that you do your, like, your own thing. If you're a music guy, do a CD or whatever. You know, or if you're a screen printer, do posters or t-shirts or whatever. And the 8-bit post t-shirts sold like wildfire.
That was, you know, man, and again, going back to respecting the community, that had no intention. Because, again, asking Crazy Monkey Trucker, like, dude, what's the deal here? And on my drop card, I have just my logo for the factory press. And even sometimes I think that's pushing it, but I'm like, I don't have the website. I'm not pushing my... And I try to keep that separate when I post it online. But
well, the whole thing started for Ken to get his name out. And that's like kind of the rule of thumb that we say on the website and everything is that don't put your logo on the front of it.
Yeah.
You know? Or you're not making advertising, you're making art. So if you make art and put your logo on the back or on the drop card or whatever, that's fine.
Yeah, it's I'm not making, you know, my logo on the t-shirt. Hey, right, you know, kind of guy. But, man, you know, that's all her fault. I blame you.
She's great, too.
She hit me up to, like, sell these. And I'm like, and I struggle with it, like, a couple days. And I emailed Blockhead and I emailed Crazy Monkey Trucker, like, dudes, is this okay?
Coaster, yeah.
Is this all right? Because I don't want it to be about that. I do that for me over here. I don't want to bring this into that, you know, the selling of anything.
Yeah.
And I think I sold 10.
Yeah.
Which dude bought more shirts so I could do more art.
Yeah.
And dude, it put food on the table, honestly.
Well, that's what I think about it is that if you, I mean, most people, they when they sell these pieces, or like if you, you know, have an Etsy store outside of Free Art Friday or whatever, like, tell me what it is. I'll put it up on the website or whatever.
Yeah.
Because most people, whatever they sell, like JP sells his stuff, and it just goes for more supplies. I mean, it's not a ton of money. You're not getting rich.
You're
on
not getting
shit.
Rich, but yeah,
you're not even getting like a Happy Meal. You're getting, you're getting like, you know, two cans of spray paint, maybe.
Yeah, it went back. I think I bought shirts. I went back and put some of it into shirts, and I think I took the family, you know, hey, let's go out to eat. And I, you know, what I mean, but that was a bonus because I wasn't planning on doing that. Because I sold a print off of my website like a week later.
Yeah.
Then that was like, okay, heavy, legit, like I'm trying to push those.
Right.
And that was successful. So to do two in 1 month of something was kind of like, wow, that's cool. But Pee-Pee Sweet was definitely, she was real adamant about it. And she's been very supportive, and I love talking with her because
she's great.
She's giving good feedback on it. Because I want to hear, hey, did the shirt hold up? Do you like it? Did the ink stay on?
Well, when I interviewed Sushi Pet, she had it on when I went over there.
I
don't think she's taken it off.
You know, I feel bad because
she might want to wash it.
Because her and Berlerns and...
now, I have seen Berlerns outside of that shirt, so...
Well, they always take pictures of their chest with it, and I always feel bad. Like, I always feel like I'm some pervert. I'm like, I didn't ask... Hey, I'm wearing my shirt! Oh, God, you're... Okay, you know... Maybe I'll just make, like, fanny packs. That's even worse. No,
fanny
not fanny packs.
That'd
be horrible.
Awesome.
But I always feel a little bit like, oh, okay, thank you, I love the shirt too.
Now, if you make a fanny pack, you have to just put awkward on it.
I would.
That's all you have to say, is awkward fanny pack. That would be amazing.
Just big awkward on the fanny pack. It had to be a huge fanny pack.
Yeah.
Like neon.
Yeah, like it would hold this giant 17-inch.
And the microphone, you just carry the mic in the back of it. Oh, God, your wallet and your man purse. That'd be horrible.
Well, you need it to carry your 20-sided die, at least. Your collection of 20-sided dies. That's what a fanny pack is.
Don't
for.
Even tease. Don't even tease. 20-sided die. I actually bought some the other day. Not the other day. I bought some criminal records, and the girl at the counter just looked at me like, "Really?
Really,
like,
old guy?"
Real? And I'm like, "It's for my son. Like, get me." Oh, she's like, "Uh huh. Sure.
Sure.
Yeah. You want some comic books while you're here? Actually, I will. And they'll offer me." Jerk.
Yeah. When do y'all have a meeting of people that play games? Tabletops.
No, he drops in frequently. Do it league.
Yeah.
The Cthulhu Brown. I swear to God, that's like that.
Have you met him?
No,
he's great.
But I've chatted with him, and the whole D&D thing has come up in jokes, and I would love to meet him.
He's great. He's a riot.
He just seems hilarious, man.
He came out to Villains when I was with. Monkey Trucker.
Yeah, and I was trying to get out there, and I don't know what came up. Some life smacked me in the face, and
responsibility,
but adulthood. Don't you hate it? I hate being an adult sometimes.
That's what sucks, is that like you see these people drop, and it's Friday, and it's, you know, 10 o'clock, and I'm like, there's no way. Yeah,
I have to teach children. Well, that, you know, it's just like I feel like finally that's like I'm in a good spot in life. Like things are good. It's like, oh, I have to be responsible now too. That sucks.
Yeah.
You know, whatever. But I hate it. But yeah.
So what's next after free shirts? You're doing these prints.
For the lack of not dropping in a while, and I hadn't had a half tone I'd made.
You dropped something the other day that was super secret.
It was the El Corazon, the Loteria cards, the Mexican bingo cards. And I'm actually
What that is? Okay.
Yeah.
I thought they were tarot cards.
No, it's Mexican. Mexican bingo, Loteria, and I blew them up, scanned them, blew them. I just love the graphics on it, and it reminds me of being a kid because my grandmother would play it, and the graphics are so simplistic, and there's a naivete to them.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna blow those up and I was like, let me just try this and see, and I dropped some of those and I sold some a while back, which was kind of crazy. Like, really, people? Okay, I'll sell them.
Yeah, they probably have the same memories.
And he was amazing. He'd be like, oh, no, I want that one. I'm like, all right. But the prints is, I'm testing that one.
Yeah.
Because I do like the shirts, and I do want to kind of be known. That's the thing. I don't want to be all over the place.
Right.
But I do like the prints. I am doing more.
Yeah, Ken 24 was like, I just do the wood thing.
Yeah, see, and I don't want to be all over the place.
And I've talked to some other people, and they say they don't like to do the wood. I talked to Jake the other day, and he tried to get Maplanta screen prints done and on wood, and they were like, I don't know, I just like to do t-shirts or paper or
See, and that's cool.
It's weird.
See, I respect that. That's why I don't know if I'm still going to do it. I dropped some at Wheelbarrow Fest.
Yeah.
It was like Johnny Cash passed away this month. And this month, five years ago. Yeah. And I'm like, well, I have some Johnny Cash stuff laying around.
Yeah. No, I like the Johnny Cash.
Yeah, I do too. You know, I don't know. I love him. He's probably my favorite. And so let me just drop some. But is that what I want to do? I don't know. I want to get back to the shirts. I really do. Because that's kind of what I started.
The problem with dropping shirts is that the sizing.
But I say on the drop card, if this is not your size, leave it alone or give it to somebody. It's all good. You know, the only person, and it was Radio Free Art. We were actually at Trader Joe's, and
he's like, I need an extra, extra large.
Basically, he was like, man, I said, hold on. And he was the only guy because I just dug what he was doing. I said, hold on, I got to open the car. And I actually ran out the store and just left him standing there. I gave him a large one. I still don't think it was his size, poor guy. But that's the last time I've ever, like, swapped.
Yeah.
But, yeah, the sizing, again, it's what I have.
Yeah.
You know, like, sometimes they're all gray or they're all blue. Well, that's what I got.
Beggars can't be choosers.
I guess, you know.
Because I have one. Who did shirts? There was an actual screen printing company that did a couple of shirts for Free Art Friday. And when Bourbon Beard and I set up the Maker Faire, they gave us some shirts.
Oh, okay.
But I got a large. And so I gave it to my wife, who gave it to my daughter. So now it's a sleep shirt. So listen, it's fine.
I gave one to...
Super soft.
I gave one to Clunky Robot and Fierce Flawlesses.
Yeah,
you know, they're like made one for them because I had a design that was up and I had some youth shirts. Well, just because why not?
Yeah,
you know? They're just sitting in bins. I mean, might as well use them.
Yeah,
and I don't really reuse them. It's very rare I reuse them for clients because they're pretty specific. I want this.
Right, they'll tell you what to order.
Yeah, and I always buy extra just in case for the mess.
Oh yeah,
just to cover me. And so I always, and sometimes I'll take them back, but most of the time, you know, they stay in the bins and I'll just, you know, use them. But that was. The prints is cool. I like doing the prints, but the t-shirts is where I want to get back to.
Well, just have it. One color t-shirt is a lot easier to do than one color print, probably.
Yeah. Like the prints.
You can do them faster.
Once you get the groove going, I mean, you can knock them out. I've knocked out shirts on the same afternoon that I'm going to drop. You know, let me set this up real quick and bang them out. Okay, I'm ready. I did five. Let's go drop five.
Yeah.
You know? Where the prints, and I usually do extras like the heart one, the El Corazon, I'll print on everything. Newsprint, back, you know, the cardboard that comes with the big old sheet of paper. Yeah. Whatever, I don't care what it is, I'll print on, and I'll keep them, and I'll just give those out.
Yeah.
It's
a good way to do test prints.
Yeah, and most of the time people are like, oh, that's cool, you know, but I'll just, if there's paper around, it gets printed, you know, kind of thing, because I'm not going to do just one or two. But, you know, those prints need to be, like the Johnny Cash ones I dropped, those are just one color, which were fine, but prints need to be multi to me. They need to be two and three colors.
Yeah.
Kind of more intentional.
If they're not just going to go up in some record shop somewhere. Yeah. Like if they're,
you know, a band's not going to use them or be displayed.
Cool.
I'm excited about the prints, but yeah, shirts is where it's at.
Sweet. What's the website?
The website is thefactorypress.com, www.
And the Twitter is AB8TA.
Same on Instagram, same on Tumblr.
Got it everywhere.
Yeah, it just kind of stuck.
Anything else? Any Etsy? Anything like that?
No.
You have your own thing.
I'll do once.
And it's pretty amazing because it's responsive, which means it works on phones and bigger screens.
And I don't know web nothing. Web 2.0.
I was giving you props for that. I was like, man, this is nice.
That was all, you know, just a Wix deal. I mean, it looks, I'm glad because my brother was doing, he does web design and he was doing it for me. And now he's like, I can't do this anymore. And just life, whatever. And so he's like,
He's probably like me and doesn't want to do it for people he knows.
He's like, look, you jerk, you don't even pay me and I'm your brother.
Yeah. I don't know what it is. Like, and I've told people this before, is like, so I know you, it's twice as much.
Well, to me, if I know you, you should be paying me twice as much because I'm going to bust a job.
That's what I tell them.
That's what gets me. People that come up to you like, well, can you just?
Because I'm going to go overboard if I know you personally and going to see you. I don't want you poisoning my food.
Yeah.
Well, I try to do that with everybody, but...
But, but with friends and stuff, yeah, people you know.
It's going to be twice as much. Sorry.
That's just the way it's going
to
be.
Yeah. Or I'll tell them where to go. Like your brother probably told you where, you know, how to set it up.
And he's like, go, I'll help you, but go, you need to do this on your own.
Especially, like, if it's a small commerce site, there's so many options these days to do that.
And it's overwhelming, man. So, I don't want to be, I'm not looking to do a brand. That was the other thing, too, because I started out earlier last year doing something, and no, I don't want to do, it was so turning into a brand.
Products, yeah.
Yeah, and that's not what I want to do, so I do the limited edition stuff once a month. Like, I probably won't do one this month, a sale, just because of the cartoon show.
Right.
I'm trying to get a couple pieces into the Mind's Eye creative
what
show.
What did you have in the 80s cartoon that could not have been run already? I know you did the poster. Are you printing some of those posters?
No, those were Larry Holland. You know, and I met him recently, and real nice guy.
The old man of the Art Friday.
See, you can't even say that to me, because it's like, dude, he's like, you know, I'm like, oh, hey, we're both crusty, right on. Let's drink a pint.
I mean, he's older than I am. That's all I got to say.
It's all good. He was a cool cat.
And, he's awesome.
I don't claim to be a graphic designer. Yeah. I actually went to school for that, and I'm like, no. I hide my face in the chain. So I just threw those together. But no. And then JP called me out for putting Darkwing Duck. And he's like, that's 92. Yeah. And I was like, son of a bitch. Like, I knew it. I was off. So anyway.
JP's a dick.
He really was. I'm really
he's
sad.
A really nice guy. No, he's a dick.
No.
He's my arch enemy.
Thanks. I had to get therapy that week. Actually, I wasn't going to go to that week. And I actually, because of him.
Yeah.
Him and Doc Mindbender.
2 hours.
They clowned him so bad.
I need to get Doc Mindbender on the
podcast.
You
need to get him on him.
Because he's insane.
I
think he's actually insane.
I just want to hug him. Because he just seems like
I've never met him.
He's a big, burly dude.
I figured he's a big guy. I think I've seen a photo of him.
He just posted one, I think, recently. Yeah. And I was like, what a handsome bastard you are. Look at you.
Look at you.
Look at you in your cemetery look. We've chatted back and forth. And that's the cool thing. You start chatting with folks.
Yeah.
And getting this rapport. And I've never met him.
Yeah. Well, what's odd is going then, and then you don't know their name. You're like, hey, you got...
Peepy, I met Peepy Sweet, and she's real chill, but that's... finally, I was like, hey, and so my wife met her, and I'm like, hey, honey, this is... And she's like, it's... And she gave me her name, and I was like, that's exactly right.
That's right. I never knew that.
You never... Yeah. Thank
I'm
you.
Worse with names, anyway, so I'll just stick with the Twitter handle.
It's bad, but...
So that's about it. We're going to call it a stop.
Nice.
Ready? Everybody?
Everybody.
Awkward.
And there you have it. Hope you enjoyed this. Please, again, rank it on Podomatic or iTunes. Leave a comment there. Or you can leave a comment at the Free Art Friday website. And that is freeartfridayatlanta.com or FAFATL.com. You can also follow me on Twitter at NEGNEAL. If you'd like to be on our podcast, and we would like you to have you, everyone is welcome. Please do either DM me or tweet to me, and I will get back to you, I promise. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. Bye-bye.
How do you think Daddy did on the podcast?
It wasn't that bad.
Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bayou. Jambalaya and a crawfish pie and a filet gumbo. Cause tonight I'm gonna see Mama Shazamio. Pick guitar, fill fruit jar and be gay, oh. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bayou. Fartin' knows the place is buzzing. Kinfolk come to see Yvonne by the dozen. Dress in style and go hog wild, me oh my oh. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bayou. Jambalaya and a crawfish.
pint of Philly gumbo. Cause tonight I'm gonna see Mama Shazamio. Pick guitar, fill fruit jar, and be gay-o. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bayou. Gumbo. Cause tonight I'm gonna see Mama Shazamio. Pick guitar, fill fruit jar, and be gay-o. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bayou.